X sometime later is coming through. Something for that. It's right here. I got prepared to share, and then I looked into the booklets, and a lot of it is there. So if you looked at the booklet, you'll be a chazara. Hopefully, extra chiddush it doesn't say over there. Okay, so the Gemara over here on the Vav brought the Mishnah on the Tazayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says the following: Mishomarini Nazir Megalechim Shloishim Ve'echad. As we learned in the Hayyim, you have to do on the 31st. Em Gilach Liam Shloishim Yatza, according to Masna Pashit, and according to Pashtus Parpada, you don't see me saying Kekulon. Okay. Hareini Nazir Shloishim Yoim, he said 30 days. So then you have to do after 30. And then you don't say Mishim Kekulon. Gilach Liam Shloishim Yatza. Misha Nazir Shteinis two, which mean one right after the other. As you do that, there's a Shnei Yem Shishim Vechod. And the pshat is that when you finish on day 31, in the afternoon, well, as we'll see, you could start the next day. And Gilach Esar Yem, so you could start counting the new one on the 30th day. So Yem And Gilach Yem Shishim Chaser. Like every time if you do it on that last day, it's also yatz. Zu of papayas al misha nazar shein azirish im gilach hashanah yem shleishim gilach hashanah yem shishim yem shishim. Now we'll touch that better in a moment. What it means oilolaim min. Okay, so that's the mission over there, and the gemara over here in the Vav, we're discussing the machlokes of Masna and Barpada. So we'll go to the Mamishtra line. The last six lines that I photocopied. Bishlon of Masna Nicha, because he's a Mitzvah Kikuloi. In other words, my source is from over here that you see that you know. Now, what does that mean? He disagrees with what Rav Masna said. The question is, at which point is he disagreeing? That's going to be the shaila over here. Why is he not happy with Rav Masna's pshat in the Mishnah? So there's a Rosh and there's a Taisus HaRosh, and they say different things from each other. They contradict each other. The Rosh says, Ela Barpada, that's the Rosh on side of the Gemara. You don't need it. You're right. I learned my shita from this din. Why? Why does the 30th day count for the second Naziris? Because it doesn't really count for the first Naziris. The first Naziris finished on the 29th day. So the 30th day is, so to say, designated to the second Naziris. Alma Nishmula Naziris beforehand, which is how we really learned last week. Taisa said it over there clearly. So the reason Barpada doesn't like the master because he doesn't hold Mitzvah Kikuloi. If you don't hold Mitzvah Kikuloi, so the only way it makes sense is if the 30th day is not the last day of the first Naziris, so it could be the first day of the new Naziris. Now, when we say that Barpada doesn't hold Mitzvah Kikuloi, that's at the end. Beginning, everybody holds, you can say Mitzvah Kikuloi. Because a person makes a Naziris on a day, that day is the first day. That is no machlokes. Okay. If you look at the Taisa Rosh, she says differently. And not only Taisus also says it, and the Rebbeinu Peretz says it. Which would mean Mixa Sayan Kikula. Oh, even maybe Parta doesn't hold it personally, but I can hear you, Masna. You won't mitzayim, but you're telling me that the 30th day is the last day of the first Naziris, and the 30th day at the same time is the first day from the new Naziris. It's either the 30th or it's the first. It can't be both. Yeah. So according to the Rosh, I don't hold mitzvah kekula. That's why I don't like your shita. The Rosh thing is even I don't got to hold that way, Mastama. But even if I would agree with you on that, but I can't agree with you that you can use one day to mitzayin kekula for two different days. Yeah, this is the now we're going to try to explain that a little bit. So this, I mean, it's not the ikur and the kudu we're going to say, but I think I have a pshat. Karnari has a problem. So he brings Taisus, who says the same thing as the Rush. Gemara Amalach Hanan Amar Hasamchi. The fact that the 30th day can count as the first day for the second Naziris, which is the Taisa Rosh. You can't count it both. Also, says, I don't understand. What's the logic? I'll give you an example. What would happen? What would happen in such a case? Someone made a Naziris, and on the 30th day, he brought his karbanos. Everything good, no? He's allowed to drink wine, and he even drank some wine. And then in the afternoon, he decided, I want to become a Nazir. So he says, I'm a Nazir. It's not going to count that day. You can start the next day. Never heard of such a thing. Ever heard of someone made himself a Nazir? Ma ilu Nazir mechadosh. La'ak avos kabanaisav. Chol yo'oilo lo'il so'if ha'yoyim l'tchilus Naziris. So mechikil abeiz Nazir is kachas amay lo'yalloi. So what's the difference in this case that he happened to say, I want him to Naziris? Okay, well, let's leave the next few words. It's not going to help to understand this question. Okay, you hear the question. So I want to suggest an answer to the question, to this question, is very different. Why? When a person makes a Naziris two in a row, so obviously, if you made on a whatever, what was today? Tonight is Tezvav. Yes, the Tezvav Elul, he made himself a Nazir. So he knows it's going to end, we'll call it Tezvav Tishrei. And he knows that he can't start the second one before he finishes the first one. Right? So Ke'ilu, he said, I want to become a Nazir on Tezvav Tishrei. Yeah? So Ma'apad has a svara that says, when you make two Nazirs, on the same time, and you have to wait the second till the first. So the second has to be give cover to the first. Say, listen, Yom Shleishim, that's for you. I'll start the next day. I'm not going to start the same day. The same because he didn't say when he's going to start. So when does he start? When the first one's over. When's the first one over? So by Pada holds since the 30, if you again, he's going, if you hold that the 30th day is the last day of the first Naziris, then 31 has to be the first day, the next Naziris. And you don't use this day as 2 days. But in the case that he's talking about, when he made the first Naziris, okay, 30 days, whatever, and he finished. Now he starts a new Naziris. Why shouldn't it start today? You know what I'm saying? Again, when he started originally and he made two Naziris, so the second one has to wait for the completion of the first one. So we can dine and argue and discuss what's called the completion of the first one. Says our pad that the completion of the first one is after the end of the 30th day. So second doesn't kick in till the first one finishes. But in his case, the first one is over. And now he wakes up, I want to make myself a Nazir. Why shouldn't it start right now? Yeah. And I think that would be a Kara Teretz to his RDSL. Okay. Now, to understand, I guess, the Shaila, this question, that, I mean, obviously, if we learn like the Taisa Rosh and Taisis, about Pada holds, you can't have two mikvos on Kikuloi. But Master holds you could. So what's that Shaila Tolian? So this again the claims they brought down. So it's Rav Elchanan. So let's see Rav Elchanan. He's going on a different Gemara, not an our Gemara. But if I say this, it's a similar Gemara. But I have to wait till we get to the Gemara to know it completely. Soif Perik Beis the Nazir. I think it's okay. Pligi gabi nazir iamrina yom lamed oil lakan ulakan yishamitzen kikulay. That's again with the Mishnah is tezayim alaf. This on tez vavam and alaf and amad beis. So beplukted Rav Yosi Rabbanan. Okay. V'chein gabi avelus iamrina yom zayin oil lakan ulakan. which is negated if, let's say, the seventh day is Erev Yontif. So the morning is the seventh, the afternoon is the eighth, and then the Yishloishim started, and then Yontif can mevatel it. Recovery Mesa Zayin Yom Regel. Im Regel mevatel, Xeris Lamed. Okay, so it's a Shaila. Do you say a double Mitzvah Kikuloi? We're calling it a Pada and Rivasna. Piyamach like a Zunir L'chayrim. Rav Yosi to chol mixes yoim, you call mixes for yoim mitzat atzmai. Let me say it outside and then say the words inside. How do you look at it? Mixes yoim kikuli, you can understand is that when you did part of the day, you get credit for the whole day. That whole day. Not that mixes yoim is a whole day. Not again, not a mixes is a whole day, but if you did mix a day, that day gets a credit to you. So you like you chapter around the whole day through the mitzvahs. Or another winkle, no, mitzvah yom is a whole day. Nafkamin is, could you have two mitzvahs on the one day? Itdashan mitzvah is this day gets accredited, so you can't you credit it for something else. But Ibsha says, no, a half a day or an hour, whatever it is a day. So the afternoon could be another day. You can have one day to have two parts, with each one, as you say. He's going the second thing first. So if Yosi is for the whole mitzvah, who mitzvah atzmai? Every mitzvah is a day. Shemacha efshal lechalak yemach l'shayamim. You can have it 2 days because an hour is a day. So the second, the last hour could be a different day. For Rabbanu said, no, mitzvah yom ainu ki yom mitzvah atzmai. The mitzvah, well, whatever he's talking about with the naki nefesh kilu kol naki. It's talking like gavi tahira. If you're partially naki on the seventh day, that the whole day is tahara. But you can't take one day. It's either how do you tight up that day? But you can't make one day into 2 days. I mean, that's a, so it's a long show tight. What's a mixing kikuloi? Isn't saying kikuloi mean mixing is this day? Well, no, mitzayim, the small hour, that hour, the 5 hours, whatever you want to call it, is a whole, is a day mitzaratzvay. So you can have 2 days in the same day. So he gives him two mashalim. I'll give you a third mashal. Can svarazu beritzva kedushin. A man does a harah to a isha, and then he commits the bia. See, so the two bias. Harah is like a mixes bia. Yeah, the chad bia, the tray bia is like mefalkin. No, it's actually he did two bias. He did one bia. Just could be harah without the gemara is also a bia, right? That we hold and call Torah kula. Behind him, the harah in a chesuvah bia b'tzaratzma. I mean. Can't be the one to say that the second part of the B is a separate B, that's what he means. El Demasa Hara Nashakilu Gomar. Ain't kind of again, you do a little bit, it's like you did the whole thing. But if you do the whole thing, it's actually just something new. God, you, this little you completed. But you didn't add on a new thing. It's a completion of the first thing. God, if you didn't complete it, it's also like you completed it. Okay. Another example, even though the words sound the same, it's not the same. You saw about when a person sticks his finger into the to the base of Migdosh and his tummy, right? So some shayla man yom bia b'mikta shmei bia. He's not allowed to do that, and maybe he's complete the carbon. Let's say, so let's say he started walking in, stuck his hand in, and then he walked in. He said, "Bring two karbanis." The nesha kilu bakulai come aloyim meaning the whole mitzvahs have your bia b'fnei atzmai. Doesn't mean when he took one step in, that's one bia coming in. Then took another step, it's another. He took his hand, his nose, his head, whatever. No, okay. So maybe that's he's saying that's a shaila over here also. Maybe these two tzaddikim are trying to say is like my father said that one day the beginning is called a day, but they say that one day has 2 days in it. You can't say such a thing because mitzvah kikuli means like rubai kikuli, right? So rubai kikuli means you did the whole thing with the rive. Well, he has mixes, not rubai. I want to give an example. Turn over the page and give another example. In Yana Diyama, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Says like this. Okay, the case is not that important to us, but I'll tell you what the case is over there. We may be able to make some dish will be zeicher to hear the chatzaitzis and the shayfa being blown. The chatzaitzis we call shayfa real of nei amelach Hashem. The make some dish they would blow shayfa and two chatzaitzis. Okay, two shayfa in the middle, and Rosh Hashanah and two chatzaitzis at the end. All the people who are there want to be yaitz in the mitzvah of shayfer. Should I call him in shtamoy? You can hear two koyel at the same time. There's a koyel of shayfer and a koyel of chatzaitzrais. But Tanya Zachav is shamar b'divrechad namru, and the Brisa says Mashena pe yichol laba. A normal person can't speak that way, and in normal circumstances, any yichol shmaya. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu was able to obviously do it, and he was able to make us be able to hear both of them. And for the Gemara, lekach marach b'shoifes. It says in the Mishnah over there that the chatzoitza is up short and the shoifes is a bit longer. So you aren't yoitza with the beginning, you only yoitza with the end. At this point in the Gemara, it ends up not saying this way. Says the Gemara, is that true? Remember the chisham is saif tekiya, but loy tchilas tekiya yotza? That you can hear an end without a beginning. Now, if that would be true, we can assume a male tchilas tekiya b'slay tzad tekiya yotza. The chayk be a beginning without an end. It was half a tekiya would be a tekiya. Is that true? Toshema, having a raya, talk of rishonit, which means if you have, let's say, tashrat. That's how we start off. So you did talk of rishonit means he did the first tekiya. Then after he did the sharon shua mashem b'shniya, the second tekiya is followed by a tekiya, right? Tekiya sharon shua tekiya sharon shua tekiya. So two tekiyas in a row. So the second one is mashah chishtayim. No, and the other lachas, he only gets credit for one. Why? Amaitis halabitarti. Because he heard the first half, that should be the end of the first set. And the second half should be the beginning of the second set. Now, even if it's true, a half is good, but you can't make one tekiah into two tekiahs. I think it's similar to what I was saying over here. Mixes tekiah, could be a tekiah maybe. But one tekiah should be two tekiahs that you can't do. See, it's one. Now you don't have to hear the whole thing. That's also good enough. But okay, the same that would be the sora for Bar Pada, or again, he's going Rav Yais, or whatever it is that you have later on. Okay. Another Nakuda, which comes out of the Gemara a little bit. So there's a rush in Masechtas Moed Katan. In the third parak, Simon Lamed Gimel. So Machloik is being two shitas. So there's something called a Shmua Kriva and something called a Shmua Rechaika. A Shmua Kriva means if a person didn't hear about one of his relatives, Nifter, at the time, but he heard it within 30 days. So he hears it within 30 days, so you have to Shiva and Shleishim as normal, regular. Okay. Shmua Rechaika means he didn't hear it till after 30 days. Until after 30 days. So then he only has to do one day. That's it. One day. That's the Gansa Maisa. Says, Kosa Bal Hilchais. Shimshama Shmua B'yoyim Lamid. What about he heard it on the 30th day itself? So the Bahag holds, you have not Noik Shiva Ushleishim. Kishame B'yoyim Chates. Just as he would have heard on the 29th day, he'd have to. Same thing. Sokht, I guess the Rosh says, Mustafa Kavasei. I agree with him. The Ikaman the Yama, who doesn't know who it is, but someone who holds. The Shmua B'yem Lamed, no. Kishmua B'yem Echad V'shloishim. V'ninoyig Ela Yem Echad B'vad. So what Machlaik is? On the 30th day, is it like the 29th day? Or is the 30th day Kilu like on the 31st day? So basically, obviously, the Svar of the second sheet, could say Mixis Yom Kikuloi. Right? And that's a Halacha. On the Yom Shloishim, you wake up in the morning and then you stop Shloishim in the morning. So if you heard it in the afternoon, it's after the Shloishim was over. It's after 30 days. So what's Pshatak in the Bahaga? What's up in the Rosh? Why in such a case don't you say Mitzayim? He says, if you hear it on the afternoon of the 30th day, no, it's like you heard it on the 29th day. Why don't you say Mitzayim Kikulay? So look at the last three lines. Again, he had Rayas, whatever he said. The Yom Shloishim Ketay Shloishim. The Havilei Shmua Kriva. Ah, for God, the Kaimila Mixes Yom Shloishim Kekuloi. Ah, we have a rule of Mixing Kekuloi. Hani Mili Lemisha Noag Din Avelus. In other words, if you're an Oval and you were there by the Levaya and you sat Shiva and you did Shloishim, so, and the 30th day in the morning, we'll call it, you were Noag Avelus. Oh, you were Noag Avelus on the 30th day, so you get credit for Mixing Kekuloi. But here it was someone who didn't hear about it. The person wasn't noyig avelus at all. Avol shmua lo yamin kikuloi. Okay, that's the chap of the. It was a ma'aser shahaya. Taka happened is that they, you know, there was a relative that was old, maybe weak. They didn't want that person to have to sit shiva and shloishim, and they didn't hold. You know, it's hard sometimes to hold from a relative that their relative was nifter. They held it back, and on the 30th day in the afternoon, they told the person. We pass on like the rush, and it messed up, and they had to sit to shiva and shloishim. But the svar is, in other words, so here we're saying a new svara. This far is, in order to be Shmiktsa Sayyim, you have to do something to make it Miktsa Sayyim. So it's not automatic mitzvah Yom Kippur. There has to be some performance, something taking place in order to say mitzvah Yom Kippur. I get to real to the first thing they were talking about, but this is sorry, this is a Charet HaRosh is saying that Hetzev over here.
Is this actual performance or theoretical performance?
What do you mean? This is
If
actual.
the uncle woke up and 5 minutes later before he did anything.
So in theory, I guess that's called he did. He didn't do anything connected. He was noyig and he didn't take a shower that morning, or he didn't that's who should be sufficient. He was noyig. It's called the hemshach of his niyog. For the first 29 days, he was noyig. So the 30 in the morning, he was noyig. He didn't do anything austere to the chayra. That's what I understand. So now, let's leave Rav Chanan before the Netziv. Says Rav Chanan, it's in the same pieces before Siman Lamed Tes. Ras Kasher Shom v'Midiver Rabban, the Loim Etzim Gulo Elahecha Do Not Gavelus V'Loi B'Shmua. So by Yeshua, would you wear Nagavelus? You don't. It's Sarachian. I'm not so. I understand it. To Hodis, it's a cute way how he asked the Kash. I mean, that's Pshat in the Rosh. Okay, the Rosh said Pshat in himself. Rav Chanan says, I have a hard time understanding it. To hod the sagi benoah gavel ze mikzvah yoyim. He's a little poetic over here. Hatam hu mishon de mikzvah yoyim kekuloi. In other words, mikzvah yoyim is like avelus. For loy ipcha de mikzvah yoyim kekuloi mishon de noah gavelus. The avelus makes the mikzvah yoyim, or the mikzvah yoyim makes the avelus. That's how he's wording it. Mikzvah yoyim is as if you did the whole day. Not if you did part of the day, it's, the time of the Abba Shaw Bavelus as far as Yesib the Yemech, whatever. Okay. Anyway, so he said maybe we don't pass like that. That you say here we say that maybe we don't pass Kamitzkuloi. What degree? Last two lines, right? Bavelus Ikilum no, do you hold by Dine Daraisa Mixasayam? I don't understand why you shouldn't be over here also. But really we don't hold of the Mixasayam. But by Avelis, we will make all. No, we'll make all on the condition. Because really, you don't say mix the same. That's what he's trying to say over here. It's a Chiddush. But look at the Netziv also goes with this Nakuda, okay, this point that could be, you have to be Noyig in order to do it. Sovereign Lesmitim Kikuloi. Pirish, Gamatana Kamislahachiavel, Hainu Keshev Shalasis, Taglachas Avos Karbonis. If you're able to do it, and you say mitzayim. I will call zman shlo yigia lekach. You weren't able, didn't come to the zman. Here's a nazir gomer. It's your complete nazir, and therefore, if you became tamei, got to start again. Ukumoyli yes, he's not going on 30 days. He's going on 7 days. And a person was noyig 6 full days. It's the seventh day in the morning. Aval gav dekayin lo mitzayim kekuloi. Bikomokam kol zman shlo omdu menachamin. It's halacha. That's what it says in halacha. What you do is you daven shachris. People are menachem. And after the menachem, they get up and they say, "Okay, you're finished." But if they loy omdu menachem, they're still sitting there talking to him. Also, bechol davar sha'avol also b'seich zayin. He has a din of avelus. The zayin days didn't end. V'loy mahani mitzayim elu like ad sheyamdu menachem v'listek avelus. It has to be something has to be done to undo the avelus. Again, similar idea he's saying. How can I be nazir? We mahani mikzasayoyim elo lohavi carbon v'livsei kanaziris. In other words, if you brought the carbon and if you brought the naziris, so then you finished your naziris. How calls man shaloi higielaze harizen nazir v'soyser. So therefore, it's soyser because it didn't really kick in the mitzvah in kikulo because you have to do something. He holds no. As long as it's the morning of the 30th day and you could bring the carbon, that's good enough. And maybe Ulai Gamkin, the it's possible to have them and to tell them to get up. It could have been accomplished. So that's good enough. Okay, I'm just bringing two, three rayas on this nakuda that in order to say mitzvah kikulay, possibly it has to be not stam a part of the day, just passing of time. Maybe it has to be with some kind of effort and put into it to show that the mitzvah yam is the mitzvah yam. Okay, say again, you have a rosh here. It says the legavi 30 days, and it's siv as a again. He's thinking of telling the machlekes tanoim, which we'll eventually get to the Gemara and Mishayis about when how much you say, sir. from the Naziris. It could be in order to be cool, it could be you have to have some kind of nihur. Okay. Thank you.